I'm not going to sum up now, obviously, because clearly we're out of time this morning and we'll have to come back this afternoon, but just a couple of provisional remarks. First of all, I am looking forward, Guillermo, to seeing you do your Michael Jackson moves up here at the conclusion of the meeting. Sort of, there'll be a video released of the Uruguayan ambassador does Thriller shortly on YouTube. Yeah, I mean, I suppose I should join with those of you farewelling Fujisaki-san from here, but the trouble is I'm really jealous and envious of him. Don't know how the hell he got out of here at this stage when I'm damn well stuck here. But there you go. Just a couple of things, though, because I think I wouldn't mind you reflecting a little bit on this afternoon. Not that I'm wanting a lot more interventions, of course, but I think we do need to focus on it based on what I've heard so far. I mean, one of them is, I think, Houston, we have a problem, is the impression I would get from listening to this. I mean, I think on the question of sensitive products, there is clearly, we've moved with the domestic consumption approach a very significant way. But what I'm hearing at the moment is that even among those of the six who thought they'd reached agreement, they haven't quite understood what it was that they agreed to. It's lovely and delicious for the chairman to be in this position to make that kind of observation, because I've been in that position quite a lot with the various revisions that I put out myself. I thought I understood what I drafted, but then I found out that it meant something different from what I thought it meant. That's the way these things sometimes go. But it does mean, and I think it underlines the point that a number of you have made, which is, well, if the authors don't know what they agree to, how do those that are not the authors know what they're supposed to agree to? Now, I don't think that's necessarily a decisive issue, but I think it is a legitimate question. When we originally did this Friends of the Chair exercise, the idea was that the Friends of the Chair would actually collectively reach an agreement on how they'd go about this, and they would come back and they would sell it to the rest of you, the great unwashed, in this room. Well, they weren't quite able to reach agreement among themselves, but some of them reached agreement, and they are endeavouring to bring the rest of you along, as well as to bring themselves along, it would appear. So the question is, where does this leave the poor old sucker of a chair in this process? Clearly to me, listening to what I'm hearing at this point in time, I have the option of saying, well, you know, these six guys reached agreement on this document. Too bad for them that they haven't managed to sort out their own understanding of what they agreed to, but I'm going to put it in my text, and the rest of you can just swallow it. Well, you don't have to swallow it, but you can just reject it. I mean, that's customary when chairs produce their texts, it gets rejected. So that's one option. And then you just fix it, either when you come back to an informal open-ended, or when you go horizontal, or when you take your holidays, whichever comes first. That's an option. The other option is that I just do what chairs tend to do when they can't detect consensus, which is I can put in something like what the six have produced, and then I can put something else in, which is like, although I don't know what that like would be, but like whatever Colombia, Argentina, Ecuador, Jamaica, India, Korea, New Zealand, Switzerland, and Uruguay I think they would prefer to see. And you can make your choice later at a political level. Or there's a third alternative, which is you keep on working, and you get a degree of consensus among yourselves. In a sane world, the third one is what you would do. But it has certain practical consequences. The certain practical consequences are, when are you going to do that? Because, as Argentina has said, this apart from Fujisaki-san's valedictory, is also mine, in terms of where the implicit process is going. And the question then is, well, when are you going to do it, and what would the consequences be? Because if it's next week, how is a text supposed to emerge reflecting that within 48 hours? So I don't have the answer to that. I'm really looking for that answer from you. But if that is precluded, because of the timing considerations, then you're back to the first two options. And you know me, I'm a man of no principle whatsoever. Anything that it takes to get a deal. Short of keeping me here till the end of this year in this damn job. So, you know, think a little bit about that. I mean, I've raised it in relation to the sensitive product question. It absolutely applies with turboprop support for the tropicals and preferences issue. Same basic structural dilemma. It's just that you haven't quite actualized those necessary... Well, it's not a dilemma because you can never resolve a dilemma. Same basic set of options. Again, it's a trade-off between can you reach agreement, do you want me to invent something, do you keep the options open, or do you take more time? As I say, I am personally rather agnostic in a formal sense on what those options are, but there's no getting away from those options. And I wouldn't mind some more explicit guidance from you as to what at least your preferences are in that regard. Because I think we have to come to terms with reality. Now, I haven't said that in relation to SP and SSM, and I know a number of you would feel probably the same way about where we are on SP and SSM as well. Although I think at least there, the sense of the options is pretty reasonably clear to me, so I don't really know whether more time would actually make a lot of difference in that case. So perhaps you might want to think a little bit over that over lunch. I'm planning to have a very long liquid lunch now, which will take me through to 5 o'clock. So I'm only kidding. You'd actually believe most of the things I say, don't you? It's a big mistake. I have other meetings this afternoon, so we wouldn't be able to start at 3. But I think we'll have to come back at 5. I have about something like a dozen speakers still on the list. And hopefully we can get through that in an hour or so and then maybe have a greater sense of where we want to go. So we'll start again at 5, hopefully at 5 sharp, and we'll start with Turkey, which is the first speaker. Thanks.